What's up, guys? Welcome to Kind of Funny Games post-show analysis of Nintendo's Direct for E3 2019. I'm Tim Geddes. This is Andy Cortez. That is Greg Miller.
Hi.
We are Kind of Funny Games each and every weekday on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We have a show called Kind of Funny Games Daily where we discuss all the biggest video game news of the day. We have another show called Kind of Funny Games Cast that's weekly where every week we get together to talk about video games and all the things that we love about them. The games that we're playing, all that stuff, previews, big topics in the industry. If you think any of that's interesting, please click that follow button to follow Kind of Funny Games on Twitch. But for right now, let's just get right into it. Nintendo Direct. Greg, what do you think?
I'm looking back at everything that got announced. Again, it was solid. I just feel like this is an E3 without the oomph.
Mm-hmm.
A whole bunch of good games there. Stuff I'm super excited for. Excited for The Witcher, but I didn't have, I'm not a Banjo-Kazooie guy or whatever. I didn't have the oh my god moment, right? Even the Zelda thing at the end there, which is awesome. Give me more Zelda. It's like, it's in development. All right. Cool. Yeah. That's awesome. I'll see it years from now, right? It's like Metroid Prime 4. Awesome. Cool. Keep working on it. Great. Everybody in the industry is doing great work, and I'm proud of everybody.
Keep it up, guys.
Everybody gets a gold star, but I don't feel like this E3 I've left being like, holy shit, can you, outside of Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
To gift events to the Zelda thing, I feel like we would see it faster just because they've already had
They have the engine and everything ready to go. Yeah. I'm not taking a shot. I'm just saying. Like, all right.
Yeah. I want to be more excited about the Banjo-Kazooie thing. Are we excited because of the possibility of that of them bringing the Banjo-Kazooie games to Switch, showing that this partnership is now fully kind of complete? Or, like, you're just stoked for Banjo and Smash?
I'm stoked for Banjo and Smash.
Because, like, I feel like everybody was stoked for Joker and Smash, and he came out and everybody was like, cool. We'll play it for a couple days, right?
Yeah, that's most people, though. I'm into it. I like that stuff. This is great for me. It's like, this opens a lot more doors than the Dragon Warrior character that they added. Which
100%.
Is like,
that was disappointing.
That's a second Square rep. We now only have two more Smash characters to come. Banjo deserves that spot. Like, that is a big get of, that's collaboration between companies and licenses, and that's what Smash Brothers is all about, especially at this point so late in the game when it's like they're really kind of scraping the bottom of who can we add to this game. But things like this mean that the next one, it could be Sora from Kingdom Hearts. Like, there's no limitations on who could come to Super Smash Brothers, and that's what gets me really excited. I've never been the biggest fan of Banjo-Kazooie games, so like them coming to the Switch, that's cool for a lot of people. Doesn't do much for me. Banjo coming to Smash, I'm all about that.
Awesome.
That's very, very, very
exciting.
But
I feel like, yeah, most people would be more excited for confirmation of Banjo games coming to Switch, and we didn't really get that, which was an interesting move.
I don't think more people would be excited than for Smash. I think more people would be excited in Smash than being able to play games that they could play right now on a bunch of other systems.
No, but I think I'm talking more of a confirmation of a future game coming. Like a future brand new game with new visuals, and it's a new 3D platformer, a new Banjo game. We're just done with 3D platformers?
No, I feel like people would rather see the old school games on the Switch rather than a new one.
I'm kind of talking like Spyro, Crash, gotcha. New visuals and everything.
Gotcha. Oh, like a remastering?
Yeah, something like a remake, full remake.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Andy, what do you think overall?
I'm kind of with Greg. I thought we saw some cool surprises.
Surprisingly delayed Animal Crossing.
Yeah. We got Animal Crossing. We got that confirmation. Cool. We saw more Link's Awakening, which is probably my favorite thing from this presentation. I just love the way it looks. I love the aesthetic, everything about that game. I cannot wait. Aside from that, I'm like looking down this list. There's a lot of stuff that I just kind of don't care about.
It's just cool. Yeah, it was cool. All right, cool.
I don't think it was a bad showing. I just think that it was, you know, underwhelming from what we expect from E3, which we shouldn't expect anything anymore because it's
especially from Nintendo. Like, that's my thing is, like, this was a Nintendo Direct for E3, and like the fact that they had Banjo and Breath of the Wild sequel, I am shocked by.
Yeah,
like everything else, I'm like, yeah, that's what they normally show for this type of thing. The last couple of years, they do have that bigger, like, oh, things come in the future. But when we were doing the pre-show for this, I was like, we already know what Switch's 2019 looks like. There's just not room to make like oh shit announcements because Nintendo doesn't talk about games that are
As a Nintendo fan, like, what was your read on this entire thing?
I mean, I'm excited to play a lot of these games. Yeah. I already knew that. You know? Like, getting confirmation that we're getting a Breath of the Wild sequel, that's very exciting to me. Like, that's not something that is guaranteed at all. You know? Like, we got Majora's Mask. We haven't seen a Zelda sequel like that since.
And I love that they're not remaking the wheel. Like
Give me more Breath of the Wild. Yeah. And like I love how dark it looks. Like that's all that stuff's great. But overall, it's like, yeah, there's a ton of announcements in here that I'm like, I don't care about this at all. And I gotta give a shout out to the Contra game. Literally looking like one of the worst video games I've ever seen. I can't believe that they're doing that. Like
Schreier made a joke on Twitter that it's like confirmation that they are still making 3DS games.
Yeah,
that's horrible, man. Like looks bad. The gameplay looks bad, and it's like nobody wants that from a beloved franchise like Contra. Like,
I tried just going against the grain and making a joke, like saying it was going to be great, but I couldn't even commit to it. Like, it looks pretty terrible.
Didn't like that at all. A ton of games announced here, though.
Yeah,
or at least like things that we kind of speculated on. Witcher 3, Spyro, cool. Those are confirmed.
No More Heroes 3.
No More Heroes 3. That's a big surprise. Yeah. I mean, we knew that No More Heroes 3 was coming. I didn't expect to see it this soon, specifically because Travis, what was it called? Travis Strikes Again.
Travis Strikes
this year. Wasn't it?
I'll look that up.
It's been within
the last 365 days.
Within the last year, that game came out. And it's like now we're getting a proper sequel sometime soon. Like that's 2020. Shocking to me.
I have a whole bunch of press releases rolling in that I'm looking at. No More Heroes 3 is set to release exclusively on Nintendo Switch in 2020.
And also, you were right. Travis Strikes Again came out January 18th this year.
Wow.
It feels like it came out 3 years ago.
Taking place 10 years after the original No More Heroes, No More Heroes 3 follows Travis Touchdown as he returns to his former home of Santa Destroy. There, he encounters a huge artificial metropolis floating in the sea and a mysterious flying object high above the city. What crazy, dangerous assassins will he have to face in this strange new world?
Cool. I'm in.
No More Heroes is awesome. I loved the first one. Thought the second one was pretty cool because it improved on some things and cut out a lot of the fat. I don't know what a No More Heroes is going to look like in 2019. The motion control things they have, like that stuff was always fun to me. I liked that on the Wii. I don't know how that's going to translate to the Switch. And like the direction they're going with it where it's like kind of futuristic and him against a bunch of robots. Like,
yeah.
It's weird. I don't know. I'm going to need to see more to be really excited about that.
Do you want to go point by point?
We will. We will.
I'm just thinking, you know.
He's just giving his overalls, you know what I mean? Yeah, Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Let him do his show.
I'm waiting. Yeah, I'm listening. I'm watching.
Listen here, middle guy. All right, sit there in the middle.
Yeah, overall, I think that this was a very whatever Nintendo Direct, but I am not let down by this at all. Like, this is totally what I was expecting because we just knew too much going in of games because of how many directs have happened that did debut Link's Awakening and Luigi's Mansion and Astral Chain. And you know what I mean? It's like if these all made their debut here, I think this would be a lot more like, whoa, whoa, whoa. But instead, it was just kind of like, okay, here's a release date for this, or here's, you know, some new gameplay. But a lot of these release dates we already knew. You know, it's just like we're at a weird point, like a bottleneck with the Switch where Fire Emblem's coming out. Luigi's Mansion's coming out. I'm surprised Animal Crossing got delayed. Like, I thought that was a sure December.
I mean, they were
game.
Just so quiet about it for so long of like any updates. That it,
but
like,
they're always like that.
That's
right?
Their style.
Yeah.
Though. That's the thing is they announced and all they had was 2020 or 2019.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, cool. And you have a plan.
They've been better about this generation, especially the Switch generation, about not slipping, right?
It's slipping now, though. Yeah. I can't say that anymore.
This
keeps happening over and over, and it's just like, all right.
Disappointed cool. There's no Switch Online update, especially for like adding at least SNES games, especially because their last batch of NES games that came out was just like so meh, like low tier. Like they're reaching at the bottom of the barrel at this point. Like I wanted an update for that, and. Yeah, that was kind of disappointing.
Yeah, we're at the point now where like the NES collection's pretty much complete.
Like, why is it taking so long? Like, I just don't understand that. They could have announced a Super Nintendo console, a virtual console, and that would have made the direct for me.
Yep.
And I just don't know. I don't understand
what
the rollout plan is.
That'll be a direct to itself.
I don't understand what the rollout plan is.
That will be its own thing.
I don't know. It's weird.
Even if there is a rollout plan, to be honest, like, are they even planning on doing that? Like, we'll see.
Yeah, there's no guarantees for that at all. All right, we can start
the blow by blow.
Start going, dude. Get the blow by blow. Dragon Warrior Hero coming to Super Smash Brothers this summer. This was all but confirmed from speculation and leaks and data mining and stuff over the last couple months. Cool, whatever. I love new Smash Brothers characters, but like the last thing I need is another sword carrying anime character.
Sure. That's why it seemed disappointing, right, when they put that at the front. Is this the one reveal we're getting?
It's disappointing for me for a couple of reasons.
Sure.
One of them being like another Square rep where it's like, that's, you know, just there could be love shared around a bit more. And more than that, summer. It's like, I totally expected that to be it's out
day
today.
And day, yeah,
yeah, because they did that last time with Roy and
your boy Roy
Ryu. When they did the DLC announcement at E3, they're like, oh, they're both available now. But yeah, cool. More Smash stuff. Like, we know that we're going to get all of it by February next year. So we still have two more left. Dragon Warrior 11 finally gets a release date on the Switch, September 27th.
If you pay attention, 6 days after Poe's birthday.
Oh, right. Oh, wow. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
I didn't consider that.
About that part.
But not there.
But yeah, it's weird to me that they didn't reveal that yesterday.
Yeah.
We get a long trailer for it, and then they're just like,
gotta spread out those announcements. Fall
2019.
Square.
Yeah, man. Like, it's weird how much of a TGS this E3's kind of felt like because of Square's dominance over everything.
Right.
Between the Nintendo conference and their own conference. It's like, damn, guys. All right.
And the 40 Final Fantasy games they've announced. Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, we saw, I had my fill of this damn song yesterday during Square's conference. I've never cared about Dragon Warrior, but shout out to those who care. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You got a date.
Luigi's Mansion 3, 2019, fall. We still don't know a release date. I'm
Can't wait, though, bummed by
that. Yeah, got to expect October. Their August and September seeming a little stacked right now.
Liked what I saw of gameplay. Like, I like Luigi's Mansion, period. But, like, adding in, like, slams and, you know, all the different move sets and doing more with the vacuum is cool.
I like the hotel aesthetic as well. Like, it's cool.
Tower of Terror, like you were saying.
I like them going in and, yeah, like Greg is mentioning, just explaining a lot of the gameplay elements and what they're changing and what's been different about the past few iterations of it. So, that's cool.
It's going to be a great game. Dark Crystal Age of Resistance Tactics in 2019. This was kind of a surprise.
Rolls off the tongue. Kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere. We knew that Netflix was going to be at E3 in some way, and everyone kind of expected it might just be the Stranger Things game. But I think this is cool. That series looks awesome. But I don't know. I think the gameplay looked great. It had a real Rabbids Mario vibe to it. Didn't love the graphical look of it, though. It definitely looked
like...
dumbed down. It's just like, oh, here's... Netflix doesn't necessarily know exactly what they're doing. But Stranger Things looks great, but that's a different style.
Doesn't it? Not every top-down game's going to look like Link's Awakening, which looks phenomenal.
Speaking of, Link's Awakening, September 20th, 2019. It looks so spectacular.
I can't wait for this damn game.
Yeah, wasn't expecting them to go into that dungeon organizer. I don't know. It wasn't really clear exactly like what that's going to be. That feels pretty ambitious for a side mode in a Link's Awakening remake. I don't know that that's necessary, but I feel like maybe they're just like, oh, it's a game more game. We need to add more content to make it feel worth $60.
Yeah, it seems like a...
Can I give you the description for Nintendo's press release here? Link is washed ashore on a mysterious island with strange and colorful inhabitants. To escape the island, Link must collect magical instruments and awaken the Windfish. Players explore a reimagined Koholint Island that's been faithfully rebuilt in a new art style. Battle enemies, conquer numerous dungeons, and uncover the hidden secrets of the island while encountering Super Mario enemies like Goombas, Chain Chomps, and Piranha Plants. Players can also earn chambers, dungeon rooms, and arrange them to complete objectives in the new chamber dungeon. Launching alongside the game will be a new Link amiibo, blah, blah, blah.
That's going to be an awesome amiibo.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. Does it say anything, though, about the dungeon creation?
I think I just talked about it, didn't I?
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, again for you. Players can also earn chambers, dungeon rooms, and arrange them to complete objectives in the new chamber dungeon.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, that sounds lame. I'm not about that at all.
It doesn't seem like you're building
sounds
sharing,
like content
right?
for content's sake.
Yeah.
But yeah, that game looks so great. I love the look of it. I love the sound of it. I love that they decided to orchestrate all of the classic tunes, but giving them a real like island vibe, like the instrumentation that they chose, I thought was really interesting. But yeah, can't wait for that. Then Trials of Mana, which seems to be a new Mana game. I'm not too familiar with the Mana series, so I'm not sure. But they announced that, and then Collection of Mana, which is out today. So that's cool. It's crazy that Square kind of at this E3 was just like, yo,
owning the conversation.
Everything's available.
It's everything that you want remastered, every port, everything you want. Like, they're pretty much tapped out at this point. So there you go with that. Then Witcher 3,
woo-hoo!
Complete Edition.
Nailed it, Greg.
Coming in 2019.
Very exciting for that. Very, very excited. Yeah, of course, from their official press release here, set to launch this year, both digitally and in retail, The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt Complete Edition for Nintendo Switch comes with the base game as well as every piece of additional content ever released. This includes both story expansions, Heart of Stone and Blood and Wine, as well as 16 free DLCs. In total, the Complete Edition offers over 150 hours of gameplay for the first time playable truly on the go. The game is being ported to Nintendo Switch by Saber Interactive in close cooperation with CD Projekt Red. In addition to the game card housing the entirety of the complete collection or edition's content, the box will also come with a set of physical goodies, the Witcher Universe Compendium, game map, and stickers. That's awesome. Go. I'm very excited for that because, again, I think one of the reasons I fell off Witcher after 30 some hours or whatever was just, I'm going to move on. I got to move on to something else. Having it on the Switch will be a great thing because I've had Skyrim on there forever, and I'm like, I played a lot of Skyrim. I don't know if I want to go back to Skyrim because right. I played even more than Witcher, and now I definitely want to play through Witcher on it.
Really exciting. I think I might actually dive into it. Again, I always tell people that Witcher is sort of like my desert island, or my I'm left on an island alone.
Sure.
And it's like,
well, there's so much content.
What can
right?
I play for the rest of my life? Yeah. That's why I've it's just such a big game. It seems really overwhelming, but yeah, I might actually dive in. It's
yeah, I personally, as somebody who's played on PlayStation, obviously I know how beautiful it is. I don't mind making those graphical sacrifices to have the content with me,
yeah.
Which is how I've always talked about with the Switch.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to have content with you all the time, Twitch people, please follow us. Kind of Funny Games. You can click the widget right there. Thank you very much for spending your pre-shows and post-shows with us the last couple days. We love you. We hope you enjoy us enough to click that follow button and give us a shot because we do a lot of content that's not just E3. We do video game coverage every day for the rest of your lives. Well, so thank you very much for that.
Commitment.
See you later. But moving on now here. Fire Emblem Three Houses. July 26th. I'm excited for this.
Trailer is really good
for this. Yeah, graphically, this is the first time I was impressed with it. Didn't get too much gameplay, if any gameplay. Actually,
we didn't get any.
But we've seen it before, and the gameplay is visually is the stuff that I haven't been impressed by. So I would like to see if maybe got an upgrade. Hopefully, I get to play it at E3. It's Fire Emblem's always interesting because it is so anime. It's so story and narrative focused, which is great because I think that they generally knock it out of the park with that. And I like the kind of Harry Potter-esque school system they got going on in this one. But I just feel like they might be a little too ambitious with the troops systems that they're adding in this one, where it's like armies of characters that you're controlling instead of like, somewhere between 5 and 15 units. But hopefully I'm wrong because there hasn't been a Fire Emblem game that I didn't like so far. So I think it's going to be a good entry point for people new to the franchise on the Switch. Then they had the most bizarre Resident Evil commercial possible.
Resident Evil.
Why would they do that?
It made no sense. It was really bad presentation.
The game that they're playing is a Resident Evil game that's already on Switch, but the announcement was for two games that wasn't in the actual ad.
Like, the only thing that I can...
It's like they filmed that when Resident Evil 1 was supposed to come out. And then they're like, oh, shit, we still have this.
Right? I feel like they might have done that because they know that people don't really like 5 and 6. So they're just like, yeah, but you liked that one. So
there's more, the whole Resident Evil collection.
Yeah.
Weird presentation, weird video for two games that, we'll see how many people buy these two games. Because I know that they're like the most despised of the whole franchise. Yeah.
Having said that, Resident Evil 6 was, at the point, the highest selling Resident Evil game. So... I don't know, but I don't know how willing people are to go back to that.
Fuck me, then, I guess.
But, are you sucking it?
Yeah. I'm sucking it.
And then, No More Heroes 3, 2020. We already talked about it a little. Does that do anything for you, Greg?
Oh, no. I was never a No More Heroes guy. I mean, I'm glad, I'm glad it's there for people or whatever, but I'm not. No, I'm good.
Yeah.
You?
I mean, I'm excited for it, but it's just, I just don't know where this game falls in 2020.
Like,
because something that was so cool about it was the unique use of motion controls that made you feel cool. No More Heroes did the thing we wanted. It kind of fulfilled the promise of the Wii that was like, oh, you want to swing a lightsaber? Cool. You can swing a lightsaber.
Yeah.
And it wasn't one for one, and it wasn't like exactly what we wanted.
Of course not.
But at least they tried.
Yeah.
And they made the motion controls like, it felt like you're doing something cool. And the character was like, oh, man, you save by peeing, and like you are just like funny and edgy and constantly
talking. It's an adult game because there's adult things happening.
We just have a lot of that now.
Yeah.
So it's like not as novel, but I'm still interested in it. And then, yeah, Contra, the new Contra.
There it is, man.
I didn't write the name down.
What? It's Contra Rogue Corps. Contra Rogue Corps is an over-the-top run-and-gun franchise with fast-paced, ultra-violent combat. Offering both single and multiplayer options, Contra Rogue Corps is an incredible gameplay experience alone or with your friends. The game launches on September 24th.
I like
that looked terrible.
Yeah, like no exaggeration, no jokes. Like, how did that make this? Like, how is this a real game? And like Konami, like, guys, like, that's such a joke.
Yeah, I think it's just such a, hey, people are nostalgic for Contra. Let's just shit this thing out. It looked really bad, man.
But it's weird that they're going to do that because we have the Contra collection and now we know it's out today.
Yeah.
And like, why just promote that? You know?
Save your resources.
Yeah. And then we get Daemon Cross Machina September 13th. Which, as far as I know, is a new date for it.
But I'm not sure it's not Daemon.
No, we're not.
I mean, they spell it Daemon. Daemon Hatfield.
Hmm.
Yeah. Looks cool. I enjoyed the demo enough, but I feel like that game's going to have a really cool story to like keep me actually like playing through it, or else it's like, oh, I'll do a mission or two and be like, I'm done.
But here's the thing, Tim. Mm-hmm. Whenever, if you put an anime person in a mech, right, and they have like a mouth piece, kind of like how Raiden had like his jaw thing, like that's cool.
Yeah, Andy's gonna, Andy's gonna like that.
I'm in.
Yeah, that's it.
Sold.
Get close to
you
a Gundam.
You sold one there. Copy at least.
There it is.
Wow, there it is. Before we move on, let me tell you that this episode is brought to you by 23andMe. Father's Day is right around the corner, and 23andMe's Health and Ancestry Kit is the perfect gift. For a limited time, get $50 off a 23andMe Health and Ancestry Kit through June 17th. If you buy a kit for yourself, too, you and your dad can connect and celebrate your shared genetic similarities and differences with over 125 personalized genetic reports on health, traits, and more. Greg, you use this.
Sure did. Turns out I'm very European.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I
use it as well. I was a little surprised by my results. Discover how genes can influence well-being and lifestyle choices with insights into genetic, weight, muscle composition, sleep quality, and more. The trait reports give insights into how genetics can affect things like mosquito bite frequency, motion sickness, fear of heights, and more. Andy, I feel like you need to do this because like there'd be a lot of fun stats that...
Oh, sure.
That you would like to know.
Motion sickness stuff, being allergic to eggs, cats, all sorts of pollen.
There's a lot we could find out about Andy Cortez here. Explore where your dad's DNA is from out of over 1,000 regions worldwide with the most comprehensive genetic ancestry breakdown on the market. You can even opt in to connect with people who share similar DNA. Father's Day, you can get $50 off 23andMe's Health and Ancestry Kit at 23andme.com/games. That's the number 23andme.com/games. Again, that's 23andme.com/games. Offer ends June 17th. And also, shout out to Robinhood. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. While their brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge any commission fees, so you can trade stocks and keep all of your profits. Plus, there's no account minimum deposit needed to get started, so you can start investing at any level. The simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike. You can view easy-to-understand charts and market data and place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. You can also view stock collections, such as 100 most popular. With Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio. Discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. Robinhood's giving listeners of Kinda Funny Games Daily a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Sign up at games.robinhood.com. Back to it.
What we got next?
Panzer Dragoon coming in winning. I don't know if this does anything for you guys, but it sure does a whole lot for me.
It doesn't. It was one of those franchises that I always thought looked cool, like... Just like a lot of these sort of Japanese titles always looked to me as a kid, but I never tried it, never did it.
I love that it's coming to Switch. I feel like you should give this one a shot. It's just a fun on-rails shooter, like arcade-style shooter. It's very similar to Star Fox, just minus the chatter.
What do you think about the upgrades and visuals?
It looks cool. The last thing is I don't know if this is a remake or a new game.
Whoa, we got
Panzer Dragoon remake from Forever Entertainment. A new remade version of the Panzer Dragoon game, true to the original with improved graphics and controls that suit modern gaming standards. On a far lone planet, you encounter two dragons, awakened from ancient times. Armed with the deadly gun from the past and the guidance of your armored blue dragon, you must fulfill your destiny and keep the prototype dragon from reaching the tower or die trying. The game is scheduled to launch this winter.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I loved it back then. It's not the best Panzer Dragoon game that I wish that it was a new game. But the most recent one was, I think, at the launch of the Xbox One, and it was bad.
I remember that one.
It was real bad. Going back to one of the good ones, cool.
The shooting, the way it looked like an on-rails version of Einhander. Mm-hmm. Einhander, or whatever, yeah. However you pronounce it.
Kind of is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. Astral Chain, August 30th. I loved everything they showed.
Yeah,
they sold me last year, but this game. This looks great.
Yeah. The vibe, the visuals, the sort of weird sci-fi mixed with a lot of like fantasy elements where you're capturing these giant, it reminds you of like almost like having a persona or something. Like you're capturing these things, they're chained up and they're kind of like your creatures to do your bidding. Almost like a Pokemon.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Scary Pokemon. Take some Pokemon, you take some Neo Tokyo shit, you take some Platinum gameplay. I'm in, baby.
I'm all in.
I'm in. Empire of Sin, Spring 2020. Kind of out of nowhere. Interesting.
Paradox Interactive and Romero Games today have announced Empire of Sin, a character-driven strategy game set in 1920s Chicago. Players build their own ruthless criminal empire as one of 14 distinctive bosses vying to run a seedy underworld of organized crime in the city. With randomly generated starting conditions, players will have to adapt to survive and do whatever it takes to outsmart, outgun, and outlast their opponents. Empire of Sin will be coming to PC, Mac, Switch, Xbox, PlayStation consoles in Spring 2020.
I would have never guessed it was a strategy game.
Me neither.
I thought it was a twin stick shooter. Yeah. Yeah.
It's interesting. I like that idea. Like, that seems like an interesting idea for a game. I like the random conditions. Jump in. Can you do it this time? It seems like that would be a good one. Suited for the Switch and good for plane flights, right? Like, well, let's jump in and see if on this trip I can get this, you know, person to the top of Chicago's chain.
Yeah.
I'm interested in that one.
Then we got Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3.
Yeah.
Yep.
July 26th. Is that correct?
July 19th.
July 19th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They announced DLC for the first time. They're saying that players can expand their Ultimate Alliance with a paid expansion pass, which includes upcoming DLC content from popular franchises like Fantastic Four, X-Men, and Marvel Knights.
The Marvel Knights stuff's cool.
Yeah. I've been talking a good game about this one. I'm all in. I can't wait.
I hope it's good. I'm pretty worried about it.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest.
I think it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
And I hope it's good. I hope it's like really engaging. It's not just superhero beat 'em up, but I'm down for superhero beat 'em up.
Yeah, I feel like it's gonna be superhero beat 'em up. Like, this screams 7 to me.
Yeah,
I'm worried it's gonna be a 6.
That's all fair. That's all very. That's I'm right there with you. That's exactly a great way to put how
the,
it works.
Yeah, it just screams like that. All I see is that mobile ad for the game, that Marvel game,
Strike Force.
Yeah,
Strike
like Force. That's all it screams to me. It just didn't really do much for me. I'll try it out. I'll definitely give it a shot. But I want it to be more.
Yeah, no, me too.
Cadence of Hyrule, June 13th. Everyone kind of expected it to be out today.
How do you say Hyrule?
Hyrule.
Right? What's he saying?
Hyrule?
Oh. Hyrule.
Anyway, yeah, Hyrule. It's weird that they announced it it's out in 2 days.
Yeah,
and not
which whatever.
Today.
It's, you know, splitting hairs, but it is just weird.
Yeah.
You ever think about when Jesus went away. He reascended. But then all the disciples, the apostles, they got the Holy Spirit, and they all started talking in different languages so they could go spread the word of God. That must have sucked, right? Imagine if just all of a sudden we couldn't talk to each other anymore.
Wow. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
Yeah.
You're not thinking of the Tower of Babel?
What the fuck did you just say?
Tower of Babel. I know exactly what he's talking about.
I know, but God.
Don't let him so mock your faith, Kevin.
Mario Sonic Olympics. November 2019.
Barrett's excited.
I will say that this looks markedly better than the other games, and I like that it's a rebrand where it's not like at the Winter Games or at the Summer Games. It was just kind of like,
yeah,
here's just Mario and Sonic.
Yeah, we're just doing the Olympics. It's very fun. It's a fun party friend game.
You'll play it once a year. That's all that's this game's going to be. Like,
yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of the party games this cycle for like a Nintendo generation have all been like that, unfortunately. Yeah. Mario Party, even Mario Tennis, like stuff like that, always like it's a cool hit for maybe a week, and then that's it. Even Smash.
But this time you get skateboarding, karate, surfing, and sport climbing. Yes.
You're so wrong.
As well as a large selection of classic events. Scheduled to launch in November.
Tim, I guarantee you one of the very few people who still like regularly play Smash.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is like that's any video game, right? Mm. Where it's like unless you're talking about the community that plays it all the time,
yeah,
right? But like our friends, we don't play, but that's fine. But me and my friends do.
Your friends are cool.
Animal Crossing New Horizons.
March 20th, 2020. That's fine, whatever. You know what I mean? Take it, take the body. I mean,
when was the date?
What?
What was the date?
March 20th. 2020.
I was running the board. Kevin wasn't in the room when I
said. Okay.
Isn't that what I said though? March?
I have no idea what
you said. What was my third prediction? I don't fucking know. I don't remember what it was. Here's the official description for you. Players embark on an ultra-exclusive Nook Inc. deserted island getaway package and enjoy a peaceful existence full of creativity, charm, and freedom to roll up their sleeves and make their new life whatever they want it to be. Players can collect resources they can craft into everything, from creature comforts to handy tools as they set up a homestead they can decorate freely both inside and out. The game is scheduled to release on March 20th, 2020. The crafting and the workbench, neat to see, right? It seems like another dimension for Animal Crossing in terms of getting out there and building out your camp into terms of what you want it to be. Or, you know, it seems like you're going to chop down wood, be able to bring it to Tom Nook's bench, make the flimsy axe like she did and stuff to that extent. I mean, it's Animal Crossing. I mean, no matter what. But
yeah.
Another dimension to a deserted island. Sure, let's go.
Was there anything they could have shown that would have turned you off of it?
No. I don't know. Pay to win mechanics. I don't know. You know, cooldowns, stuff that drove me away from Pocket Camp, I guess. But like at the end there with all the other villagers running out too, it's that thing of, oh, cool. Is this multiplayer and how does that work? And what is that going to look like this time?
Raids.
Yeah, exactly. We all go to Tom Nook and rebel. You know what I mean? Hit him in the head with the shovel. Somebody else is digging the grave.
Like, you take the ads. I'll take the.
Yeah.
DPS. We need DPS.
I'm happy there's more info on this, but like, wow. I've never gotten Animal Crossing and seeing this now, I'm like, I still don't think that I ever will. And like, it just looks like weird.
It is a weird game. I'll give you that.
Yeah. Very important news for Andy and myself, because this will be an amiibo that we get.
Shut up.
Link's Awakening amiibo.
Yes. Yes. It looks how so looks. He looks cute as hell.
He's a That's little great. Cute boy.
I'm so in, dude. I'm so in.
Then we got a shit ton
Joey,
of
I will be raid ready day one.
Shit ton of games in a montage. Do you have the list there, Greg?
Sure. I had Spyro coming on September 3rd. Hollow Knight. What's this expansion called? Hollow Knight Silk Song.
Yeah.
Is coming soon. Here, what I'm going to do is actually read from the Nintendo press release where they listed them, okay? Mm-hmm. Dead by Daylight coming September 24th. Stranger Things 3, the game, coming from Netflix on July 4th. Spyro Reignited Trilogy coming September 3rd. Just Dance 2020 coming November 5th. New Super Lucky's Tale from Playful Studios this fall. Minecraft Dungeons coming Spring 2020. Ni No Kuni Remake Wrath of the White Witch coming September 20th. Another game I'm excited for. Another one that I started playing and enjoyed and just stopped because I got distracted.
It's cool it's coming to Switch too.
Yep. Catan.
Is that a turn-based game?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Catan on June 20th. The Sinking City this fall, who were in the showcase yesterday, so good for them. Alien Isolation 2019. Hollow Knight Silk Song soon. Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles Remastered Edition this winter. Dauntless Q4. Wolfenstein Youngblood July 26th.
You think Dauntless keeps the cross progression? Probably, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Doom Eternal soon. The Elder Scrolls Blades from Bethesda Softworks this fall. And then the ones I'm looking over here, well, I guess that doesn't probably count. That's all of them.
Yeah. Some cool games. You know, great presentation of just like bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, exactly.
More stuff coming to Switch.
There's definitely enough to look in there and be like, oh, I'm excited for that.
Super Lucky's Tale coming is cool. More Microsoft games coming to Switch. I am surprised we didn't see Ori. Game coming, you know, so it's like that's weird, but yeah, Minecraft Dungeons and Super Lucky's Tale plus the Banjo stuff. It's like they're playing ball.
You want to play Minecraft Dungeons, Greg?
I do. I really do.
Reynar Vise also wants to play.
I don't want to play with him.
Ah, okay. Fair.
And then yeah, Banjo and Smash, fall 2019. I could not be more excited about that. That's awesome. Great news.
You look really excited about it.
It's exciting.
Yep.
Then Breath of the Wild sequel now in development. It looks awesome. Love the direction they're going with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Majora's Mask.
And what I'm hoping for is that this will, you know, I keep falling into this dumb thing where it's like it's such a dumb gamer thing, but I'm excited to play these games on like what might be an enhanced version of the console, you know? Mm-hmm. And maybe like, you know, the visuals are going to be prettier. We get, you know, less frame drops and stuff like that, because a lot of that happened in Breath of the Wild. I'm just super excited for more Zelda set in that world with that same aesthetic,
yep,
with that same sort of level of exploration and traversal and climbing and all that. I'm just really excited for it because the DLC didn't do a whole lot for me.
Yeah, it had moments, but like overall, I feel like it was content for content's sake, which is my least favorite thing, especially with games like that. But I liked seeing Link and Zelda together.
Really cool.
What does that hint at? You know, like
they're married.
Multiple playable characters? Is there multiplayer? Like, could be cool stuff there. And then, that was it for the Nintendo Direct. But before I move on from Breath of the Wild sequel, when do you guys think we'll see this?
Like we'll be playing it? Like, we'll own it?
Early 2021.
Yeah, me too.
I would say, like, March,
March February. 2021.
Yeah.
I'm right there with y'all.
Q1 2021.
Yeah. I'm in for that, too. That
sure, take like your time. Give me
a good amount of time. Yeah.
Like 4 years. What's after going off Metroid? Breath of the Wild.
I'm surprised we didn't get Trilogy. Anything.
Trilogy, yeah.
Oh, then, right. Yeah.
Prime 4, I knew like we weren't going to see that. But Trilogy, it's like, wow. Like, when at some point, I'm going to predict it for every Direct we get, but like, I really feel like the next Direct, they have to just be like, it's coming.
Yeah.
But again, the 2019 is a little too stacked that I just don't know where they would put it. Although,
I don't think it comes out this year. And that's what I said in our predictions episode. Like, I think it's 2020 at this point.
The Trilogy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, December looks open now because no Animal Crossing, so I don't know what's going on there.
I mean, you know, we saw future directs. We got time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing with Nintendo. It's like they don't drop everything at E3.
Yeah.
Like it's usually this amount. I feel like my favorite type of E3 press conference is when we get updates and release dates for games that we already know about, when we get a couple new game announcements and that are imminent, and when we get some, hey, here's also something to be hyped about in the future. And I think in that way, this Direct kind of gave me all of those things. It hit all those boxes. None of them were like the most hyper exciting things.
No.
But
I had a small hunch that we might get a port of Super Mario 3D World.
One day we will.
Yeah, it's inevitable. It is. When is it? Yeah. It is.
Important updates from Mario 64. There's a Nintendo sale going on right now for people who might not have played big games: Super Mario Odyssey, Mario Kart 8, Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze are all $40 right now.
And that never happens.
Yeah, like that.
They'll be back up to 80 next week. They're going to raise the price.
Listen, we gave you your shot. You didn't take it. It's on you.
Cuphead is $17. There's another one that was pretty cool here. I lost it. Oh, Hollow Knight is $7. And
well, that's a great deal.
Mario plus Rabbids is $26. And that's a really great game. So,
dude, $7 for Hollow Knight is like a fucking steal. Go do that.
Keylock says, just surprised no Bayonetta news. Yeah, Bayonetta is another one. Like, this goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Like, Nintendo did such a great job with not having delays, not having like where'd it go moments, and now it's like all.
Are we waiting
apart.
On Bayonetta 3 now? Is that where we're at?
We've been waiting for Bayonetta 3 for like they announced it at Game Awards, like
2 years.
Yeah,
I don't mean to be that guy. It's just there's always it seemed like a lot of talk about Bayonetta and this is out and you buy one, you get two, and it was just too much, and I was just like, I have no idea where we're at with the Bayonetta saga.
It was they all announced the same day. Where sure. They announced Bayonetta 3 and then 1 and 2.
Okay. And 1 and 2 came out, right?
They were like, it's coming in February. It came out in February. And now we're years past that.
Okay. And maybe you should have just all given up on that. Like, that's something that didn't need to happen. And now.
It's something that did.
Maybe they're hoping you forget.
One more important update for Andy Cortez.
What's up?
There is a Dreamer edition for Zelda's Link Awakening with a art book.
Oh, it's going to
come with an art book for that.
Very cool. Is there no other physical thing? Just a book?
Just a book.
Because I want like a cooler statue. Not just an amiibo. Like, you know, like, amiibo is adorable. Yeah, I would just love like a giant kind of cool statue or something like that.
Like the egg?
An Endoroid. Just an egg, yeah.
Gotta love it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been our post-show analysis of Nintendo's E3 Direct for 2019. Greg and I are about to go get on a plane, go down, play a whole bunch of video games at E3. Then we're going to do a bunch of games cast throughout the week and early into next week, talking about all the stuff that we've played. On Friday, we will be live on Easy Allies stream. You can go to youtube.com/EasyAllies to see us there, talking to them cute boys.
And stay tuned for KFAF tomorrow.
Yeah,
we're still doing it, baby. We're still doing it.
That's true. All the morning shows from here on out.
I got a couple tweets like, are you not doing it? That kind of sucks. My wife was really looking forward to it. A lot of husbands whose wives are stoked about KFAF. So there you go.
Is it because you were all pantsless last time?
Maybe.
Yeah. Those wives need to see what a man looks like. You know what I'm saying out there? They can still hear me?
I almost.
Waka waka!
I almost stepped on board.
He looks dead.